Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Well, listen to Jesse Agler and Tony Gwynn Jr. call the Padres game while you're on the go. Stream Padres baseball using the Odyssey app. Direct from 97.3 The Fan. Was listening to Jesse and Tony quite a bit yesterday as I was running some late errands, grabbing some dinner. It's just great. Just the sounds of summer to have baseball on the radio. I just love it.
I do too.
Jesse and Tony do such a phenomenal job. Every single night, you'll catch them again tonight at 7:10 as the Padres continue their series against the Colorado Rockies at Petco Park. Right now, though, is Don't Do This, and I'll begin with an update on a big Don't Do This story from the past couple of weeks. The investigation into Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit and the failed post-race drug test. The latest yesterday, trainer Bob Baffert was suspended from entering any horses at New York racetracks, which of course is significant because the final leg of the Triple Crown is in New York at Belmont Park. So at least temporarily, he's not going to be able to stable horses there or at Aqueduct or at Saratoga or run any of his horses at those tracks. The Belmont Stakes coming up on June 5th. Now, of course, Medina Spirit did not win the Preakness, finished third, so there's no Triple Crown at stake this year, but could be a big crimp in the plans if they were going to run any other horses in any of those races that they plan for Belmont Stakes Day in New York. The investigation is ongoing. Of course, Bob Baffert released his own findings that the, that the horse butt cream did not realize had the whatever the steroid in it that they weren't supposed to have in the horse's system on race day, and that's what accounted for horse butt cream. The positive test for Medina Spirit that could cancel out the Derby victory from last month. Butt cream. Earlier this month. Cream.
There you go. Boy, the old heads, the boomers, got after it last night.
This one's an interesting one.
It is very interesting to me and hysterical. And so what you have, Ben, is you've got a position player in to pitch.
Happens okay? Quite frequently nowadays.
It does.
Way more than it used to.
Williams Astudillo.
La Tortuga. See it like once or twice a week in baseball where a game's out of hand. Managers are not going to waste precious bullets.
Yeah.
From relievers that they're counting on, position players are getting the call more and more often to finish out blowouts.
Williams Astudillo. La Tortuga, the turtle. The Minnesota Twins.
Is that because he's so fit and fast they call him the turtle?
No. I doubt it, but he is he's a great, great young player and fun and you know, hits bombs and the whole thing. He's great. They had him come in and pitch. The Twins were getting blown out. The Twins are one of the worst teams in baseball right now. Comes in to pitch against the White Sox last night. And he is facing Mercedes Yermin. And Mercedes Yermin works the count to 3-0.
Now, another exciting young player.
100%. It's 15-4. And he does this last night.
By center field. Going back is Ref Snyder, still going back, and he has given up a home run to Yermin Mercedes on a 3-0 pitch.
Hacking.
silence.
Does it matter? You swung away on 3-0.
I don't like it. Weird. Now. I mean, at 15-4, I don't like it. You're gonna get the same pitch after this. I don't like it, but
47 miles per hour.
That's the most. The grown man's out there throwing 47 miles an hour. You're a big leaguer, right? That's a problem.
They're Ephus pitch.
I understand. What is he supposed to do? If he takes a walk, he's kind of a jerk as well, right?
Yes, I agree. Like, I think it's jerkier
swing the bat.
To not swing. If it's anywhere near the plate on any of those pitches
in
that situation, you're swinging. You know, is it his fault to get a home run on the pitch? No.
Bro, no, and go up there and hack.
Absolutely.
And again, his job is to hit. I understand.
You're doing Williams Astudillo a favor by swinging at any pitch possible that is up there.
You're not kidding,
and
man.
Get him off the mound.
So here's the thing, and look, the old adage, and there are, I saw a lot of people, and you heard the Twins broadcast, they didn't like it. Nobody wants to be embarrassed out there. Then there's a few different ways you can put this, Benny. You're going to have those games. Great teams have those games where they just, it doesn't work. The other team comes out, they spank you early.
Padres have already had a position player pitch this season.
Yeah.
They're doing pretty well this year.
Yeah, doing well. The Twins are not. They're terrible. One of the worst teams, I think the worst team in baseball right now, which nobody really expected. If you're going to punt and put a position player in, just call the game then. If you don't like the what could happen, walk off the field.
10-run rule.
I swear to God, Saturday night was the first time where I legitimately was like, you know what? Wouldn't hate a 10-run rule.
Right.
Because
when it was 13-3 or whatever.
When St. Louis put out a position pitcher, Matt Carpenter,
mm-hmm.
for two innings.
Yeah, two innings.
To end the game, you're like, what are we doing?
That right, exactly.
What are we doing?
So here's the thing. You can't.
Not in the playoffs, not in the World Series. There's
right.
No run rule there, but in the regular season, after what? After the sixth?
After seven?
After seven, the game is 10-run game.
But here's the deal. We've all seen comebacks.
Sure.
It's happened. It's happened. And so there is no clock in baseball. It is our favorite part about baseball. You got to get all 27 outs, no matter how you get them. You can use anybody you want to go get them, but go get them. Those guys, if he goes up there bat on his shoulder and watches, you know, a guy that's not a pitcher walks in a run, dude, I swear to God, I'd be more mad at that guy than the guy that swung 3-0. I'd be like, hey, bro, don't float one down the middle at 47 miles an hour. I do understand sportsmanship. I do understand not showing somebody up, but he's not showing somebody up. He's doing his job. Fernando Tatis Jr. was doing his job. His job is to hit. His job is to drive in runs. If you're going to throw 47 up there, just walk off the field if you don't like the result.
All right. Remember on their first Sunday night game this season when the Padres were down 7-1 going into the seventh inning against the Dodgers. And they rallied to win that game in 11, 8-7. Phenomenal comeback.
Yeah.
They said at the time, what was it, like 0.001% chance to come back
right.
in a game like that? And the Padres did. We're not even talking about that game. That was a 7-1 game. That was only a 6-run deficit.
Right.
That game would continue to be played. We're talking about a 10-run deficit. If a 6-run deficit in the seventh inning is .001 for a comeback, I mean, a 10-run deficit has got to be like .000001 in the last three innings.
If you're going to quit and put a position player on the mound, then I'm going to hack. That should be the rule. Hey, if you want to try to get outs and you want to save face and protect the quote-unquote integrity of the game, then put a reliever
in.
And I understand why you didn't. I understand why you didn't. Don't be mad about the result.
And now that we've acknowledged that seven-inning games are official in doubleheaders,
right?
Seven-inning game can be official in a 10-run game. If it's 13-3...
And you want to bounce?
At the end of the seventh. I don't think it should be a choice.
I do.
It's either a rule or it's not a rule. I don't want to get there... You know, umpire have to go talk to the manager, and the manager has to be the one. What manager is going to raise the white flag willingly?
Is not putting La Tortuga in there to pitch?
Take it out of their hands. If it's 13-3, if it's a 10-run game, and you're through seven innings, bag it.
I need some of our crack researchers out there.
People will be mad. Traditionalists are going to be mad by that take again.
I need some crack researchers to find out how many comebacks after the seventh inning were 10 runs or more. Do that for me, please, and tweet us.
The Padres might have done it against the Pirates long ago. I'm going to look that up as well over the break. When we come back, though, Brian O'Grady, the birthday boy.
Top of the morning.
With Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports. Oh, wait, that was... Now we'll just forget about that. That was Don't Do This on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.